This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So hey guys, welcome to this episode. Can I say it's my last episode? When I say last episode, I mean for now. We're gonna take a little break after this, and then I gotta go back on the road, so I don't really have time at the moment. And then once things slow down a little bit again, we'll reboot and we'll restart. But this is the last episode for a minute of Culturally Canceled with myself, Russell Peters. And today, sitting beside me, is a guy who I don't want to say I discovered him because he already existed. But he's on Instagram, and he does the Celebrity Home... Celebrity Home Shopping? Is that what
shopping,
it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, Celebrity Home Shopping Reviews. And I discovered him because he had reviewed the house that I bought once, and somebody sent it to me, and I thought it was hilarious the way he did it and his deadpan nature. And I messaged him right away and I said, yo, this is fucking hilarious, and I loved it. And he was very gracious. And anyway, he's here today hanging out with us. His name is Samir, and here is Samir. He's right, Samir.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy to have me.
Happy to have me is my favorite shit in the world. Explain happy to have me for them, would you please, Samir? Because I think it's hilarious. And even when I message you, and I just message you and I'll be like, happy to have me.
Yeah. So I was on KTLA a few times. They've had me on to talk about just celebrity homes. And one time, like when they were signing off or whatever, the host was like, happy to have you on. And I was like, just like, I don't know what I was thinking I wasn't. I was like, happy to have me. And it kind of stuck like with me.
It was one of those moments where you think you're going to say, I was happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the gym and the person
Of us go to the gym somewhere.
Yeah. Well, hypothetically, I've heard when you go to the gym and the person is like, have a good workout. And you're like, you too. But they're not working out.
Oh, it's like when you're boarding a plane, have a safe flight. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you too. And you're like, yeah. Oh, wait, you're not going anywhere. You're the ground crew.
Yeah, you're not part of it. So kind of a blunder, but stuck with me. And
you managed to flip it into a very hilarious.
Yeah.
Have you made shirts yet?
I've made some merch. It's like, I don't know. I kind of made it myself. It's really.
Do you not cool. like it?
It's I don't know. I don't really promote it. But
I
it's
think
been
that's
okay.
What's good about it is that even it doesn't need to be slick.
It's because
you're not the guy that does slick things. You're the guy that does things in a real way.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, I don't know. I guess I should do it.
You have a lot of, you know, like the people that follow you are like, they jones for your videos every day.
Yeah, no, the homies, we call each other the homies.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the homies. That's right.
H-O-M-E-I-E-S. Yeah. And
because they're homes?
They're pretty good. They're a pretty good crowd. They support me in basically everything I do, and they supported me when I said happy to have me.
Hey, what do you do on Patreon then?
On
like
Patreon?
Longer reviews?
No, the Patreon is only for people to pay for my to help support me, but they pay for my iced coffees every day. So every day I have an iced coffee, and I like make a video where I call myself a loser, sometimes a winner, because I have to get an iced coffee every day.
What do you have in your iced coffee?
Usually, lately, I'm kind of a liar. Because, I mean, originally it was a $4 iced coffee, and then it became $5, and now it's closer to $6, but I don't want to say a $6 iced coffee, but I get a shaken espresso. It's pretty good.
What do you have in it?
Just a little bit of milk. No sugar or anything.
Really?
Yeah, I'm weak.
Wow, no, that's impressive. I would need a little sugar in there.
No, it's like I can't have it. I'm too weak for it.
What size?
Venti. And I get an extra shot, so it's 5 shots.
Oof! You don't shit yourself right away when you have that?
It comes, yeah.
I shit myself thinking about it. It's
part of the daily routine. Sure, yeah, it definitely helps.
My body's like clockwork. Like I'll have my breakfast, coffee,
oh yeah,
and my pills, and then literally maybe 10 minutes after eating, I'll look at my wife and I'll be like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I got to go move things around real quick. Paulie knows this to be true, too.
He needs a lot of room.
Yeah, just...
It's a big thing for him. It's a special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
The body loves routine, so...
It does, yeah. Mine knows exactly when to go.
So how do you do... How, when you travel, are you in trouble?
Oh, yeah. It's always a mess. It's never when you want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get backed up. Sometimes you got to shit like 3 a.m. I'm like, what is this?
And do you have a bidet here?
I have the Japanese toilet.
Oh, yeah. But on the road, you don't have it.
Well, in the Middle East, you do. When I do the Middle East, you get... they either give you the Japanese toilet, a bidet, or the bum gun right beside the toilet.
The handheld...
Yeah, the...
That's very Persian right there.
Yeah. At least it's not a pitcher.
Yeah, no. I grew up with those, too. And, you know, worst case scenario, I'm really not afraid to hop up on the sink.
Oh, yeah?
I'll hop up on
which,
the sink.
Which hotels have you done that at so I know not to use those sinks?
And put it this way, they got to be sunken sinks. If you have the raised sink, it's not going to help any of us. We're just going to have problems all day.
Yeah.
Then I have to go to the shower or the tub or whatever.
Shower helps in those situations.
Yeah. Sometimes if they have the tub with the handheld wand.
That works.
Those are good, too, because what I do is just hang my ass over the... It's nasty, dude.
This is too much.
I mean, I clean
much.
Up after.
No, it's important.
I mean, the good news is I never smell like shit.
Yeah.
I may smell like shit, but my ass will never smell like shit.
That's a lot of people, they're not using their bidets, so you just wonder what's
so weird.
Going. It's so gross. I used to work at Abercrombie a long time ago.
Really? Were you one of those guys with no shirt on as you entered?
I just walk in without a shirt on. They kick me out. But my manager gave good advice once. And he came out and was just spraying himself with dousing himself with cologne.
Doesn't Abercrombie already smell like that anyway?
It already does, but he did that and he was like, it's better to smell like too much cologne than just a little bit of poop.
Oh, that's fair.
That was good life advice.
That actually is really good advice.
Stuck with me 20 years
later. Who would have thought a manager at Abercrombie would have been that profound?
It was impactful.
Where was this? In Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma. That Abercrombie in Tulsa. It's like a top 5 or top 10 Abercrombie, makes sense.
In the country?
Yeah. At the time.
Yeah, that's the Abercrombie. Is it Abercrombie or Abercrombie?
Abercrombie, I think.
Abercrombie.
Maybe Canadian. It's Abercrombie.
Yeah, because we spell it E-H. Burcrombie.
Burcrombie.
It's actually Bertrand Crombie. In
Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. That's, they make your money disappear. Don't expect gold, folks. I haven't done this in a while. Those little silent moments when we're both taking puffs on our cigars. Yeah. I got Courtney smoking a cigar today in honor of this being the last episode for a while. So she was like, I'll smoke one with you today. And I was like, wow. So we gave her a Java, Rocky Patel Java, latte flavored. And I gave Samir a latte flavored one. What flavor did I give you, Paulie?
I don't know.
It's good though, right?
Yeah.
Some sort of fruity flavor I gave you.
A little fruity.
Oh, Paul's a little fruity sometimes.
What do you have?
I have a Cohiba Siglo 6. This is a smoker's cigar.
Couldn't get the 7?
I can't get you a Siglo 7. I don't think they exist, actually.
I don't know. I don't know anything about cigars.
No, that's why I gave you a Java.
A rookie one? Starter
cigar?
No, they're good.
They're nice.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good.
I'll still smoke those every now and then if I'm feeling like I want something lighter in my life.
You wanted to drink some air, no?
Sure.
What do you want?
I don't know, whiskey? Any whiskey you got?
Yeah, we got all kinds of whiskey.
Surprise me.
Just on the rocks?
Yeah, please.
Give me some Buffalo Trace on the rocks. That shit's good. I'm good. I'm good, Paulie. I got drunk at my wedding. By the way, I got married.
Congrats.
I got married just over a week ago. My second time around. Much to the dismay of the internet. Who keeps suggesting that I've been married. They're like, what is it, like his fifth wife? I'm like, you fucking morons. I got married once to my daughter's mother 12 years ago. And we got divorced 11 years ago. I was only married for 14 months the first time. What they did was they got... I've been engaged 5 times is what the problem is.
Once you go.
Once you've been publicly engaged,
yeah,
they just assume you publicly got married. I'm like, no. Until you see the wedding photos, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I was engaged once in 2004, then 2010 to my daughter's mother, and then 2016 to this other lady, and then... I guess technically I was engaged to my son's mother, but it wasn't like a proposal or anything. I threw the ring at her. We had a dispute, and here's your fucking ring.
A fight proposal?
I wasn't trying to propose. She knew I had a ring, and she wanted it, so I was like, you want the fucking ring? Here's the fucking ring, and I threw it. We were not in a good place.
So that one didn't work out?
That didn't work out so well, no. That never went the distance.
Why so many engagements?
I don't know. You know, I think it's just one of those...
Into it?
I don't know why I got engaged in 2016. I mean, she was a nice girl and everything, but it wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I want to spend the rest of my life. I was just like, she's a nice girl. Here's a ring. I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
2016?
Yeah.
Things were going up then.
Yeah, right? And then...
Or maybe down.
No, they were all... It's always going down for me. And then the other time was going to be a proposal, and then we got into a big fight, and that never happened. And then... I think when there's fighting and proposals looming in the same time, that's not, it's always a sign to not get engaged.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would consider that an engagement or if I would just consider that I threw a ring at somebody.
When you've done 5, then like some of them weren't really engagement. Like,
yeah.
They wouldn't classically get cat.
They might have just been promise rings. Yeah. You know?
It was really just a present.
Really elaborate.
Did you get them back?
No. The rings? Are you fucking kidding me? They
were
me,
presents.
Pal?
They were
Jesus
presents.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, not one of them. I think the rule of thumb is if she breaks it off, you get the ring back. But if you break it off, you don't get the ring back.
You don't get the ring back?
Yeah, so I'm out a few hundred thousands of dollars in rings. But then when I got engaged to my wife, she put a ring on my finger.
That's a keeper.
At the same time. And I said, what's this for? She said, you had 4 other bitches engaged to you, and you weren't engaged to them. And I was like, you know what? That's the most logical thing I've ever heard in my life. And yeah. I will proudly wear this ring. But we got married last Sunday, and it was great.
Where was it at?
At the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Beach. And it was a wonderful day, and Cedric the Entertainer married us. You've been to weddings before?
I've been to weddings before. Lots of Persian weddings. Have you ever been?
I don't think I've been to a Persian wedding, have I?
I would say we would do them really big, but Indian weddings are way crazier and bigger than any Persian weddings.
They are big, but I mean, they're not particularly fun as far as I'm concerned. They're always a...
Well, when it's that big, it's not fun. It needs to be intimate to be fun.
Yeah, mine was about 240 people.
It's a good size.
And mine was a party, and I wanted it to be a party, and I didn't want... Her and I are both atheists, so we had Cedric the Entertainer marry us.
I saw he
ordained himself online, and he was hilarious, and it was nice and quick. There was none of the whole long blah, blah, blah. And it started dead ass on time, which for me is a huge deal, because even my manager was late to the fucking wedding.
You have to do that to teach people a lesson sometimes. Mm-hmm. They can't just be late all the time.
I have a nasty reputation for being late a lot. And it's true. It's obviously not baseless. But, you know, this time we're supposed to start at 3:30. We started dead on at 3:30. And it was it was done by 4?
Long before that.
Maybe 10 to 4, the ceremony was over?
I think it was done by 3:30, wasn't it?
No, it started at 3:30.
Oh, yeah, then it was done at 4, yeah.
It started at 3:30 and it was over by 4.
And it probably was done before
that. The ceremony part.
Yeah.
That's first?
Yeah. And it was great. I was lucky enough to have both my kids there.
Yeah.
My both baby mamas were gracious enough to let me have them. You got to say that because they could really just technically just hold them.
Sometimes they say no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they could.
What about the former engagements? Any of them?
None of them showed up, no. Thank goodness.
The invite went to spam?
Mm-hmm. The invites were cool. You know what I sent out was... I could talk about it now because we didn't mention any of it before, but I sent out Viewmasters.
Oh, yeah?
Had
That's my. I've had that idea before.
Yeah,
like the classic.
Yeah, classic one. I had
love that
white Viewmasters made that said Russell and Ali, and they had the disc with all the wedding information on it and pictures of us.
That's fun.
And so we sent that out, and everybody was like, "Ooh," because I wanted to let you know that this was going to be fun. It wasn't like going to be one of those. Just here's a card. Here's the date. Save the date. And so we had those, and then Cedric married us. And then the wedding was going to start. The reception was supposed to start at 6, and it started right at 6.
When was it over?
1 o'clock in the morning.
Pretty good. Do you think your friends, now they have to save those forever?
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to. It's one of those things where you're like, why would you throw it out, right?
Yeah.
A card, you're going to be like, fuck, I don't need this
anymore. It's trash. Now it's going to be like,
yeah,
prestigious.
It's become a piece.
Yeah, yeah. A piece of history. No honeymoon?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No time. You know, this is, I don't know if you know this, Court, but the day I was getting married on Sunday, I was in Saudi Arabia on Friday, the day before, 2 days before. So I flew to Saudi Arabia, did a gig in the middle of the desert in Al Ula.
Bidet there?
Yes, bidet and hose.
So you'll return.
Absolutely. Me and my clean ass will return. And so they, what we did was we flew to Dubai, and they sent a private jet for us from Dubai to Saudi Arabia, because it wasn't like in Riyadh or Jeddah. It was in like in the middle of the desert. So we had to fly to Medina on a private jet, get there, drive out to the middle of the desert. We stayed in this resort, the Mayara, I think it was called. Mayara Resort, and we played at this venue. It was like this. It's you'd love to, this would be a great venue for you to review. As a matter of fact, it's this. They made this venue in the middle of the desert. It's made out of mirrors. The entire building is mirrors, so you don't see it.
Oh,
because it reflects everything around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You should actually research it.
No, look it up. It's where is it?
Mayara.
I'll just look for like the mirror
in Al Ula. A L U L A. Let me see.
Must be annoying to clean.
Well, yeah. Don't touch it, is what they say.
Are there any birds out there? Any like animals or anything?
I saw camels.
They won't crash into it.
Yeah, it was the this was the venue.
Oh wow! Yeah. So the whole thing is covered in mirrors.
The whole building is a mirror, and so you don't even know where the entrance is. You're like, where the fuck is the entrance? But when you're on stage at night, because it's glass, you can see outside. So we have a screen behind me so you could see me, but we made sure that you could still see outside behind us.
Oh, it was a one-way mirror.
Yeah.
So you could see. Oh.
Yeah.
So it was a stage.
Yeah, you could see out, okay. But you can't see in.
Yeah. That's fun. Is that the only one?
That I've seen. But my dumb ass forgot to take a picture in front of it.
That's why you got to go back.
Yeah. My brother took a picture. My security guy, Justy, took a picture. My camera guys took pictures, and I fucking forgot to take a picture.
You're just living in the moment sometimes.
I mean, I really do. That's the problem, is I live in the moment so much that I forget to keep a keepsake.
You need a photographer.
I do need a photographer, but I also need somebody to motivate me to get up and go take the fucking picture.
There's the rub.
It's a lot of work sometimes.
Yeah, because I'd have to get dressed to go take the photo. In the daylight, but I only brought one outfit with me. I didn't want to fuck it up and then step in the sand and ruin my shoes. And so there's a lot of variables with that. But I was thinking of just taking one of my other guys' pictures and
they can crop you in there.
Crop me in
there.
It's
easy.
That's easy enough. You just won't see my reflection. They'll think I'm a.
They can crop the reflection too. They can do the whole job.
They'll think I'm a vampire.
We often think you're a vampire. That's true.
I am very vampire-esque.
Are just, you stay up all night?
I'm very nocturnal. My emissions are nocturnal.
What other, I'm forgetting, what other vampire characteristics are there?
Garlic.
Blood.
Steaks.
Garlic. Anti-garlic, though. No, but you said you have acid reflux?
I have acid reflux.
So garlic is bad for that?
Oh, garlic doesn't help.
Doesn't help. Blood? Blood drinking?
No, I'm a very anti-blood drinker.
Okay. So you're like a controversial vampire.
Yeah, I'm a new age.
You just stay up
all night. I identify as a vampire. It doesn't mean I am a vampire.
You just stay up all night. You don't do anything else with the group.
That's exactly what I do. Let's talk about you now.
Okay, let's talk about
because I want to guide everybody to your page, which is at Samir.
Yeah, at Samir.
And how'd you come up with this?
I've always been into celebrity homes. I don't know when in the last 2 years where I was like, I should start reviewing celeb homes. Mm-hmm. But TikTok's tools are pretty easy. So it was I was able to just green screen and do it from there.
Do you have a green screen at home?
No, because I don't need one. I've got all these ring lights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But no green screen. Should I get one?
Do you have I don't know. I've never noticed if you...
No, it's all in front. It's all TikTok. I film it all in the TikTok app. It's like the quality is okay.
I think the quality is great.
It's good enough.
I think it's great. I would never have known. I don't know shit about editing anything.
It seems like a lot of work. You don't realize how much stuff gets edited and...
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of work.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on.
Like when you're doing the voiceover stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that done separately?
No, the voiceover comes all together. I script it, and then I like write the script, and I put fingers on the pictures, and I do all that work. It takes a couple hours an episode. Yeah. Then I'll like add something, and then be lazy about filming, so then I'll try to keep it simple, or else then, like I was doing 2 episodes a week. Got kind of burnt out from that, so
really?
Down to 1 a week.
It seems like you're doing them every day, though.
It feels like every day.
Because you're doing like a lot of repeats now, right?
I do some repeats. Well, I shortened it since, so you're kind of like, you're stuck with the algorithms and what they like and what they do. And when, in its peak, like longer video was really big on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it would get like 150,000, 200,000 views.
Right.
And now it's like 2,000, 3,000.
Oh.
So I shifted everyone, trying to get everyone to go follow me on YouTube. So please follow me on YouTube.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I don't have a URL. Just look for Samir Celebrity Home Shopping.
Okay.
So trying to get everyone to follow me there and just doing shorter form video. So I'll do these like really quick episodes that are under a minute, which are easier to bang out, and they get like 100,000, 150,000 views. So,
have you had any celebs get mad at you?
I assume so. Like, I'll message every celeb that I do their home. Thanks for answering your messages.
Yeah.
So I assume the ones.
I think I messaged you. You didn't even message me.
Maybe.
I know I messaged you.
I'm gonna somebody say sent, that's how so, it went.
Somebody sent me it. I was like, what is this? I go, motherfuckers are all up in my business. And then when I watched it, I go, hold on, this shit's funny. I go, this is hilarious. And then I messaged you. I know I messaged you. I go, yo, that was hilarious.
So thanks. I'll take that. Thank you.
So you didn't come at me. I mean, I don't know.
You fought me. So you tried to fight me in my DMs and said I shouldn't make fun of your house.
It was me. I was the negative guy.
You were the guy.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Letting go of unhealthy habits can be hard. That's exactly why you need a program that works with you, not against you. FitBod's innovative algorithm learns about your goals and training abilities and crafts a personalized training regimen that's unique to you. So start the year off right with 25% off a FitBod membership. Using FitBod has been fantastic for me. It's like having a personal trainer that can fit in your schedule no matter what. I'm learning more advanced exercises, and I also feel confident that my form is correct due to all of FitBod's expert tips and guidance. This is the perfect way for me to start upping my strength training game, even when I'm traveling and my schedule's super full. Plus, FitBod's algorithm
uses data and analytics to build on my last workout and maximize results so that I'm continuing to grow. Not grow in a fat way, grow in a good way. And challenge myself as time goes on. Seriously, whether you exercise 3 days a week or twice a day, every workout is scientifically proven to be better than the last. And Fitbod even tracks your muscle recovery, balancing your workout plan with a variety of exercise to avoid overworking certain muscles. Fitbod creates a program based on your unique goals, experience, and equipment. Fitbod is super easy to use and even has brand new HD video tutorials to make learning new exercises a breeze. It integrates with your Apple Watch, Wear OS smartwatch, and apps like Apple Health, Fitbit, and Strava. And if you're worried that such a personalized system will cost the same as a personal trainer, don't worry. Fitbod is only $12.99 a month or $79.99 a year. And if you sign up now, you'll get 25% off your membership. So kick off the new year right and get started on your customized fitness plan from Fitbod. Get 25% off a membership when you sign up now at fitbod.me/Peters. That's 25% off at fitbod.me/Peters.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
No, but has anybody hit you up with like, yo, I didn't appreciate what you said about my house? Or
I assume the ones that don't like it don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever been like negative.
That's good.
The Blues Clues guy replied. He was chill. Zed, he's like a DJ. He lives around here somewhere.
Yeah, he just sold it, right?
He just bought Sophie Turner and Nick Jonas's house.
Right. Not Nick, the other Nick.
Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
The other Jonas, one of the other Jonas. He replied he was pretty cool. Ellie Goulding, she's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Awkwafina.
You reviewed her house?
Yeah, she did. She replied like 6 months later. She must have been bored one night looking at her DMs or something. Sure. But everyone's been pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. Because it is pretty damn funny. And then once you get in the world, like you get in, like when you start watching them over and over, you start learning his work, like his, the language he uses for it, you know? Hey homies, and you get that, and then you understand that there's the Patreon to buy him a coffee, and then you understand that there's the BMS, which is stands for
the butt measurement system.
Butt measurement system.
So that's the distance between like the island, and I don't know what the side. I call them the side cabinets. The island and the cabinet in the
The cabinets
and the cabinets. And ideally, you want three BMS.
Yes,
like three butts width.
Yes.
So someone can be like at the sink and at the stove, and someone can walk through without any problems.
Now these are normal butts.
These are normal like, butts. I mean, we're in Encino, so we're getting close to Hidden Hills.
Yeah,
we're like Kardashian, and it's not Miami where you've got BBLs to factor in. So three normal butts, and like that varies on your family or whatever. But so you got BMS. Lumping is pretty popular.
What's lumping?
Lumping is just, what do you think? Lump. I'm a lump.
Oh, right. Well, you
lump
shit
on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go somewhere, you got to find your lump zone, where you want to lump, where you want to chill. Maximum Chill. Also.
Maximum Chill. Sauce Closet.
Sauce Closet. Mm-hmm. Sauce Closet is tricky because for me, it's like ranch dressing.
Right.
People think it's for wine, but it's more a joke. I mean, I do like ranch dressing with pizza.
Do you?
Yeah. You're in California. Everyone here likes it.
I like real pizza. Just I don't like in California. They put a lot of they make what they call pizza out
it's
here.
It's like a sandwich here.
No, it's like it's just flatbread.
Like a flat sandwich.
It's flatbread with fucking chicken and cauliflower. I'm like, that's not a pizza, dick. That's an open faced baked sandwich.
Yeah, they cover it up. So I don't know. A lot of people like ranch out here.
I'm not a rancher.
You're not a ranch
blue cheese guy, no.
Well, blue cheese is different.
Blue cheese is disgusting.
I wouldn't dip into blue cheese.
No, ranch, I'll do it now and then if I'm like feeling squirrely. Like I'll dip a carrot in it.
Okay. A thick ranch or like a watery ranch?
I don't know. See, I'm not that ranch.
You got to check out my sauce closet. I can get a vintage ranch for you.
What's your ideal ranch brand?
I think Hidden Valley is pretty good. Wishbone is good.
So Hidden Valley's your go-to, though.
Brianna's or something. That's a pretty good one, too. It's like a buttermilk ranch.
Oh, I like the buttermilk ranch.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
It's pretty good. Better than the regular. They all might have buttermilk, though.
I know, but when they add it and when they advertise it.
When they advertise it, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, you could taste it more.
Yeah, yeah. You feel it. Have you ever just bought buttermilk?
No.
It's not. It's gross.
I buy buttermilk pancake mix.
Oh, yeah? But that's like a powder?
Yeah. I buy the just add water one. And my daughter thinks...
Put ranch in it. Try it with ranch.
My daughter calls them... My dadder. My daughter calls them daddy's pancakes. Because I have my own technique with the pancakes.
What do you do?
I put butter in the frying pan, like a decent amount of butter, and I let it get sizzly hot, and then I pour the batter in, because then it crisps up the side of the pancake, and that's the key.
One is doing butter.
I know, but then you don't have to add butter either when you're doing it. And then when you flip it, you got this soft pancake in the middle and this crunchy edge. It's great for texture.
That's the right texture. I like that texture. Crispy a little bit, and then you want soft.
I don't like doughy pancakes.
Yeah. No, you want a little bit of crisp.
Yeah.
You don't want, when you pour, especially because you're going to make it soft too with the syrup or with the ranch. If you
get them with the ranch. Yeah. How about a sweet ranch syrup? I'm sure that's on the
horizon. People in the past 2 years were really bored and they made a lot of products. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone's doing a sweet ranch out there.
No blue cheese, huh?
Blue cheese? No.
I don't like blue cheese anything. It's fucking nasty. It's just bad cheese. Oh. Courtney's a vegan.
It's moldy cheese. I mean, cheese is mold, but it's like it rubs it in your face.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, you like cheese that's mold? Here is...
You want to eat some mold? Because there's mold on this cheese.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like
that was good marketing.
Yeah.
Have you had tadi?
What's that?
Persian crispy. You know when we like burn the rice?
Oh no! Yeah, actually, it's really good.
Yeah. So like that was burnt rice, and someone was like, "Actually, this is better rice."
Yeah.
Like you want this? This is better than normal, like properly cooked rice.
My wife will make the rice a little crispy. She'll make it in the frying pan. She made some this morning for breakfast.
Burn it.
She put some rice with egg, mixed it all together, and then made some fucking fried some corned beef hash.
That's a good breakfast.
No, it was a good ass breakfast.
That's the dream, to be able to have a good breakfast, like to work in like to work in construction or something.
Yeah.
Because you see those guys like in New York City, you see they'll get a sandwich, they'll have a big breakfast so you can burn that off.
Yeah. And from the coffee trucks.
Just sitting behind a computer, I can't have that kind of breakfast.
Yeah, no. I used to work in a factory back in the day, and best part of my day was when the coffee truck would show up.
Yeah.
And you'd have the horn.
Did they have to license that?
I don't know. And then he'd just pull up. All the yelling starts, and he opens up the side of the fucking door, and you'd get the coffee in the blue Greek cup, and then you'd have the whatever shitty breakfast sandwich that was in there. And it was always soggy because it was just on a steam table. It was the 80s, you know.
They still have it around New York City.
Oh, yeah, in the city, in Manhattan, you can get those.
Yeah, yeah. They still have those cups, too.
Somebody was selling those cups as like a...
Yeah, I think they're on Amazon or Etsy or somewhere.
Yeah.
You can buy those cups, have them at a party. You could have a New York City food cart-themed party now.
Oh, I would do that, too. My favorite. I love the halal guys. You like those? The
chicken they're like, it's crazy because you see them, they're starting at like 7 a.m. for like 3 hours later. Just chopping stuff.
Oh, yeah. That shit is good, though.
You just making stuff.
Do you
stuff.
Get it? Do you eat it?
No, I don't eat it.
Is it because you're a Jew and you're mad at them?
I don't eat. No, I only eat kosher, so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not know this about you.
Yeah, that's why I didn't eat that KFC.
It was a kosher.
Kosher chicken?
Yeah, it was kosher fried chicken, KFC. Kosher.
That's what I heard. Your whole life, no, not my whole life. Just the last, like, 10-something years.
So no meat and cheese together?
No, I gotta wait.
Damn.
But I'd had it before, so I know what I'm missing at least.
You've never had pork then?
I've had pork too. I've had it all.
What'd you like? Did you like bacon?
I liked a good bacon cheeseburger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then you realize once you got married, you were like, I can't do this. She's not gonna allow me to be a heathen.
No. I mean, I don't know. I started before that, but I don't know.
Made you start.
Just being, I don't know, going back to my roots, I guess.
You know, if you really want to go back to your roots, we were cavemen. We can
hunting.
Look at that raccoon.
I haven't seen any around here.
No, no.
Do you have raccoons around here?
I heard we did. My wife said that she saw a big motherfucker up on the wall there last year sometime.
A raccoon?
She said it was big. Yeah. There's coyotes around here. A lot of them, and you'll hear them sometimes. They go through like waves of when they're here, and then maybe about a few months ago they were all up in the behind the fence right there,
and you can see them.
Yeah, we saw them. It was like mid like dusk, and we're like, the fuck is all that?
I can't. Can I move this?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Be free. Know. Be free, Samir.
I just use TikTok and I record. I don't know anything about recording. Just coyotes.
Yeah, as far as I've seen, coyotes and a lot of them.
Any mountain lions?
Not around here, because it's not very mountainous. It's not a very mountainous region.
They don't come to Encino.
They don't come to Encino. They go to... When I lived in Hidden Hills, you would see snakes, though. You'd see a lot of rattlers on my property. Right before I moved, for some reason, there was like a big snake exodus to my house.
They were
and
then
the people
goodbye.
That bought my house were like, do you see any snakes? And like, when they first asked it, we hadn't seen any. And then after they'd already bought the house, maybe about a week or two before we moved, I seen two. And I was like, I'm not telling them now.
No disclosure. They already signed.
Well, I didn't lie when I first told them. I just didn't know they were going to show up so late.
But you'd never seen them before?
I saw one like when I first moved into that house in Hidden Hills. And it was... I'd maybe live in there a couple of weeks, and it was evening, and I had the back kitchen door open, so the screen door was closed, and I was like, I'm like, fucking loud are the sprinklers around here, and why are they on so early? And I'm like, it's an odd time for the sprinklers to be open, so I'm like, because here, and I'm like,
why are they inside?
Yeah, and I'm like, so I open the door. And I'm like, I don't see the sprinklers on, but I can hear it loud. And I look down, the fucking snake was right there. I go, ah! I closed the fucking door. I was like, there's a big ass rattlesnake right by the door, and it scurried off and went down a drain. And then
that's why you put the house for sale.
Well, no. But then my assistant Eddie and his fucking brilliant genius Einstein move. Hey, let's put boiling water down there. Yeah, that's not how it works. That's not going to kill a snake.
No, that's to get him out, to come see him.
And so he poured the boiling water, and then the housekeeper stood there with a broom. I'm like, this is not how you get rid
of this a is rat. How three
yeah,
people
yeah,
get
yeah.
bit
so let's really
a snake.
Irritate this snake.
Yeah.
And I'm watching through the window. I go, you motherfuckers are crazy. Then we ended up calling some guy. He's like the snake wrangler of Calabasas. He came and got it. And he was like, well, it's a good thing I got this one. This one was ornery. It was pregnant. I was looking for a place to have its babies, and I go, not on my property, damn.
How much does it cost for the snake wrangler?
I don't remember, but I think it was maybe about $100 or something. And I, you know, he gets the snake. He wins.
Yeah, he get and probably like four more, and he's flipping that.
Yeah,
snake.
Yeah, he's flipping these snakes. Like, I go, who needs snakes?
You have the rights to that snake.
Was he a character?
Oh yeah.
You can't be the snake wrangler of. I guess
like something like the snake dude or something, you know.
Must be a good business out there.
Yeah, I imagine it was. He goes, you see maybe once every 3-4 years around here. And I'm like, oh, okay.
He probably just went right outside and just dropped it back.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's another one.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Must be its sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw that one. And then like, you know, right before we moved, I saw two more different times, like. On the driveway, just chilling.
Together? Like friends?
One sat underneath my friend's car. Because I guess the heat from the car was coming down. It was like, oh, this is good.
Having a good time. What kind of car?
An Infiniti. That's for how long you would have been fucked if it bit him.
Well, what do you... Do you survive a rattlesnake bite? I feel like that's survivable.
You can.
Yeah. There's certain venom and stuff you can get, right? Yeah.
You got to get the anti-venom?
I'm pretty sure you would, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, you're going to lose a limb or something.
I see people suck it out.
I think that's only in movies.
Only in movies? Well, I feel like you just get it in your mouth if they suck it out.
Yeah.
Doesn't that infect you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I remember, I don't know, I wish fucking Eddie was here to do confirmation on this, but I think you can suck the venom out. And I'm not making this story up. I remember this story from when I was a kid. My dad had gone hunting with a group of people. This is in India. And one of the guys had to take a shit.
No bidet.
So he went up. There was a rock, a big rock. And he went up, stood up on the rock and hung his ass over to shit. And he didn't look down and he shit on the snake. And the snake jumped up and bit him in the ass. And then apparently one of the servants had to suck this shit. Yeah, had to suck his ass to get the venom out.
That's a human bidet.
Yeah, and that's really... I don't know if this story is 100% true, but I remember the story from growing up.
I feel like every family will tell this story. Like, it's their...
It said, rattlesnake bites are a medical emergency. Rattlesnake bites are venomous. If you're bitten by one, it can be dangerous, but it is very rarely fatal. However, if left untreated, the bite may result in severe medical problems or can be fatal. So.
Yeah.
It's just the first thing that comes up just says, do not try to suck out.
The movies mess people up.
Risk of getting poison in your mouth.
Yeah, I guess that would be the, yeah.
And also don't take aspirin, ibuprofen, or painkillers that thin out your blood.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't it, like, clog?
Yeah, or, it clots like, your blood, right? Blood?
Yeah, you don't apply cold comfort, nothing like that. Yeah, you just have to get, just go to a doctor.
Just go to, don't go to YouTube?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe if you thinned out your blood, I mean, I'm not reading the whole thing, but maybe if you thinned out your blood, it would, like, make it go to your heart or something.
Oh, it needs to, thicken up?
Yeah.
And then the most venomous snake is what, the king cobra or the,
They're like vipers the viper? And stuff, yeah.
The Russell's viper.
The Russell's viper?
Did you know that?
Is that what it's called?
I believe there is a Russell's viper.
It's venomous?
It's very dangerous. I'm very deadly.
But you don't bite. You're with a non-biting venom. Vampire.
I'm a non-biting vampire.
It says the most venomous is the inland taipan. But we'll
where is that?
It's funny. It's like most venomous, but most of them will just kill you. So is most venomous like this one will kill you in 10 minutes and this one is like 3 minutes. That's
yeah,
like,
and then there's the asp. Remember those little snakes, the asp?
Oh, the adder. The adders are really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of them look like there's like a complementary, like non-venomous snake.
Yeah, there's
crazy.
Like the...
Crazy. Nature's crazy.
Yeah, there's like the Budweiser and then there's the O'Doul's.
Yeah,
you know?
And that one,
it looks like a beer, but it's got no alcohol in it.
It's a good little scheme they've got going because you don't mess with them, but they're nothing. They're worthless. They just eat mice.
They're just scary either way. Yeah, Australia always has the deadly fucking.
Like they have some like 10 of the top 15 or even more.
Like jumping spiders.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
Yes, but you got to go to the outback to get that.
Right, that's what it says.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm definitely not going to the outback when I go to Australia.
They don't fly you out to.
No, I'm in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide.
What about Saudi Arabia in the deserts? Nothing out there?
Nothing.
It's just nothing.
I think it's just too barren.
So much nothing that there's really nothing out there. Some
yeah, mice. There's.
Hawks.
I didn't see much.
just because everything was reflective. You couldn't even see anything.
I couldn't see. I couldn't even see.
There was a whole city there that you
I kept
didn't
seeing
even
myself.
Notice.
Who are you? I'm you.
That you start hallucinating in the desert. That's how it starts.
Yeah, I had a mirage of myself. I had a Miraj Kapoor. He was an Indian actor.
That's his name?
Yeah, Raj Kapoor. That's an old classic Indian actor.
Classic guy.
Classic Bollywood. Classic Bollywood. Hey, you weren't born in Iran, were you?
No, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
In South Asia, it has historically been believed that Indian cobras, common crates, and Russell's viper and carpet viper were the most dangerous species. However, other snakes may cause significant problems in this area of the world.
Oh. But I do exist in India, the Russell's viper.
Are you named after the snake?
I'm going to tell people I am.
It's probably cool. I mean, I don't know what your name origin is, but I'm sure it's cooler than...
My parents never actually explained why
you
I'm Russell.
You deserve an explanation.
They explained why my brother is Clayton.
Why Clayton?
There was a cowboy actor named Clint Walker. And I think my dad wanted to call him Clint, and my mom was like, I'm not calling my kid Clint. It's upside down. You're just trying to burn my couch. Thanks, buddy.
I'm sorry.
And you did a good job. Good job. He melted the shit out of my chair.
Do you have insurance for this show?
It's okay. It's got these fake ostrich bumps. It just looks like a natural scuff from the...
Happy to
have
you.
Know why
me.
That's funny? Because I did that with another lighter once before. But it was a small one, and I hit the side, and instead of shooting up, it flamed right onto my finger and bubbled me up real quick.
They make them too powerful.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have this much power.
Fuck power?
Fuck power. You shouldn't have this much flame power.
Did you say you shouldn't have this much fuck power?
No one should have a lot of fuck power.
Have you have me?
I don't know.
You know, let me light you up, buddy. Put, it in, put it in your mouth.
I'm not good at
it. You got to put it in your mouth, and then you can puff them, and that'll handle all that. I'm going to go underneath it a little bit. Yeah, wait, all right, there you go. All right there, Samir. There you go.
So cool. Love burning your couch. Thanks for...
You know, at least you left your mark on the show.
You'll never forget me. You know, every last episode of the season...
Somebody should come and burn my
couch.
Someone
has to burn this one until it's gone.
No, they're going
to
burn each one.
Yeah.
Until I get enough matching.
You've got at least like 12 seasons.
That's when I burnt that cushion right there.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad. You're burning yourself.
I believe that might have been me, actually. My cigar tip hit it, and then just the tip, just to see how it feels.
All it takes is a second, and the tip could do a lot of damage.
Exactly. And four kids later. Me, I'm talking about. I now have two stepdaughters.
You got two extras?
Got two extras. Why is my front door open? Is there a reason for this?
There's no beep? You don't get a beep?
No, I can just watch the front door swinging away. There goes Polly. Polly right in front of the camera's good. Very slick. Very cool.
You know, we're burning the couch. He's walking in front of the camera.
The show has no rules.
Highly produced.
This is a very slick production here.
There's a raccoon out there somewhere.
Thank you.
Waiting.
No, it's the talent. It's not
Paul, you didn't close it
not
either.
Not the producer.
The fuck? Polly went to close it and still didn't close it.
That's how distracting people get these days.
Hilarious. You done a lot of podcasts?
A couple, some. I had a curse for a while where I had done a couple of them, mm-hmm. and they never aired. So I don't know if I've just cursed. No, the last one I did aired, so
you broke
I'm
your
on
curse?
A streak. Yeah, I broke my curse.
Well, let's see what happens with this one.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll call this the bootleg tapes, the unaired episodes.
I've done some. I want it. I mean, obviously everyone wants to start their own.
You should start your own.
It seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. That's why I'm taking a break. I'm going to miss Courtney, though, because...
You got to do it on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take Courtney on the road with me to open for me, because she's a comic, too.
So. Oh, yeah? Can I have a comic idea?
Yeah.
You know you don't let anyone record?
Right.
Just have, like, 2 minutes at the beginning of the show where everyone can record and tag you just for the advertising.
See, that would work, but people get keen.
They think they could do it.
Oh yeah, well we'll give them the other 2 minutes.
And at the end.
No, that's the finale. That's what you don't want to give away.
Well,
it's like here's the end of the movie. Here's how it ends.
No, but not material. Just taking your picture and posting that they're there. Just give them a minute.
Yeah, no, they know they could do it then, because then it's, you know, I've already said goodnight. Okay. And I'm standing there taking pictures of myself. So I'm like, at this point, you already know you could take a picture. Do
it. All right, so forget but, about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you don't even want to open up that Pandora's box of photography. That just, it's not all bad enough. For
they,
everybody.
They got to be scared.
You're telling them what you should do on the road, right?
You should be doing stand-up is what you should be doing, though.
That seems like a lot of work, too.
I don't know. I think you're naturally a funny guy, and you've got some pretty funny points of views. Have you ever done it?
No, I've never done it.
Considered it?
I've thought about it. I feel like maybe I'm more like a writer, maybe, even though I'm a bad writer.
No, I think you're underestimating yourself.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you shy?
I'm just not used to public speaking, I guess.
Are you shy, or are you just low-key?
Low-key.
Because there's a difference.
Yeah. I don't think I'm more low-key than shy. What do you think?
My daughter's here. I'm waving, blowing kisses at her. Sorry. Carry on.
Do you think I'm shy?
Yeah, I do, actually. You come across as shy.
Maybe. I mean, I'm just quiet.
Yeah, I think... I don't think you are shy. I think you are more just low-key. Like, when I met him, first time I met him was maybe about a month ago. In New York, I invited him to my show at the Beacon, and he came with a buddy of his. What was his name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he Persian?
Yeah, we've got regular names.
Was it like Arian or something? And then
no, Ryan.
Really, his real name's Ryan?
Real name's Ryan.
Is there a funky spelling or something?
It's a funky spelling. I spell think it? It's R-A-Y-A-N.
Ah, there you go. Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Well, they say it to the doctor, and then the doctor just phonetically must have sounded it out.
That sounds about right. No, maybe they were describing what they were wearing. What is that shirt? It's Ryan. Oh, Ryan. Good name. And his brother Silk, he's doing really well, too.
Whole garment family?
He has a whole garment factory. What do your parents do? Can we ask about them?
Sure. Well, my dad's he's an IT, like a computer programmer.
Really?
And my mom's just a mom.
Wait, how old's your dad then?
Almost 70, 69.
Isn't that weird that a guy who's 69 is like really good on computers?
It's funny because like, yeah, he's the only like Persian dad that I know that has like a corporate job or had a corporate job. Most of them are in real estate or they have their own business or doctors or lawyers or something like that. But he was just a regular office guy.
Really?
And loved being an office guy. But he's not good at computers though.
He's know what you mean.
He like is a good at programming and like servers and stuff, but like I was the IT kid in the house that ran our internet and did all that stuff. He's not good at troubleshooting and not good at that kind of thing.
Are you good on the computer though?
I'm okay. I learn by doing. So, and I'm willing
even
to
still I'm not. I listen, I see things on advertisements say download this app and you can do this
click,
and that.
Click everything.
And I'm like, I don't know how to do it. I get it. And then I don't know, especially on the laptop, when you got like these certain apps to download. And I'm like, how do you use it on a laptop? I only know how to use it on a phone.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know laptops anymore.
And I don't even know how to shop online.
Who does your Amazon shopping?
What I'll do is I'll see something and I'll go through the process of picking out my size and this and that, and then I'll get it to a certain part, and then I'll screenshot it, and then send the link with the screenshot to either my wife or Eddie. And I'm like, can you get me this, please? So I've taken the work out of it for them, but I still have not, because they still have to go through the same
process.
That's
more work.
Yeah.
Are you scared of, like, credit card fraud? What's the... Why don't you just do it?
Number one, credit card fraud. And number two, ordering the wrong fucking thing.
So then they could order the wrong thing?
Yeah, if they do it, then I'm like, you idiot. But if I do it, I'm like, I am an idiot. I know this. You know what I mean? But, you know, I like to hold and touch and see. I'm from the tangible era.
You got to do it. You got to get over your fears and go through your shopping cart.
It's a religious game. You don't want to go shopping with
him. Then we got to go shopping.
He's the best shopper ever. Yeah,
not anymore. I've really stopped that.
Why? You just like nice
stuff?
Oh,
I used to OD, dude. I was the number one. I went to Louis Vuitton one time. I'm like, you're the number one client in the world. I go, what? On the Louis Vuitton, like, I was like, in the world? And like, not in this store? No, you're number one in our list for the world.
Really?
I was like, I guess I bought shit like weekly.
Is that an annual list? What's the...
I don't know, but I was like the number one client or something.
Does that come with any perks?
Not one fucking
a lot
perk.
Of money?
Not one fucking, not even a gift card saying, not even a card saying
a scarf?
Thanks. Not a scarf. Are you kidding me? Nothing.
A poster?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just
the toaster? No.
Nothing. Nothing. I got nothing from them.
But not anymore?
Not anymore, no. I'm not even, I don't even get, I have stuff to wait in line now to get in.
Not right? Yeah, now they have lines in all
it's
these
so
stores.
It's so stupid. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You want to charge me $6,000 for a bag, but you want me to wait to buy it? Get the solid fuck out of here.
The iPad girl, like, she's like,
yeah,
like,
do you have an appointment, bitch? No.
No, I just want to look.
Appointment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want. I just want to see what you got.
That's a deterrence because you're like, do I need to look in this store? Do I want to buy something? Yeah.
I'm in that space now where I'm like, well, if you're going to make it difficult for me to buy something, I don't want to fucking buy it.
Yeah. I want to look and panic buy something. I don't want
to. That's how I like to do it. That's exactly how I do it.
But they're deterring that full. No one, if you give someone the time to think about buying like a $5,000 bag, they're not going to do it. They'll, like, you're in line waiting. You're just going to say, no, not for me. I don't need this. And that's worse because some stores, when you're in line, you have the stuff and the line is too long.
I
don't want
down.
To do it.
I'll put it down.
Yeah. Some places are not worth it, but you're not even in there. You don't even know what you want. You just want to look.
Yeah. They lifted the mask mandate here in LA. And I took my daughter and I were at the mall yesterday. We're going store after store with no mask. We're walking to Spencer's Gift. And the fucking girl's like, do you have a mask, sir? I go, no. Oh, she's okay, but you need a mask. I go, what? I go, she goes, if you go across to Tilly's, they'll give you a free mask. I go, I'm not fucking, get the fuck out of here, Spencer's dicks. So I didn't shop there yesterday.
They lost you.
They lost me. They've lost me for a while now because I'm like, that was the dumbest thing you could have fucking done.
What's your Spencer's ranking?
I don't know. I don't get a chance to go there anymore.
Well, like, it's so
I'm
confusing.
Persona non grata over there.
This, you don't know what's any store. Do I wear a mask in here? Do I not wear a mask in here? What's the policy? They all keep the sign up now.
Yeah, they keep the sign up to throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
I had, where were we in? I was in Connecticut the other day. And we were ordering pizza. And they had the glass. And one of my security guys just pointed over the glass. Like, what about that one? What's that one? He goes, sir, could you not go over the glass? I'm like, yeah, because he's got COVID falling off his fingers, you fucking idiot. He's just pointing. It was Tori, and you know how big he is. He's too fucking big to get underneath the glass. Hey, but what else is right there? What am I rubbing the glass? And if you think I'm being racist, I'm not. That's actually how Tori talks. You know, hey, baby. Hey, Russ, I got time to live in a house. What'd you say, Tori? Good motherfucker, you know what, man? I think you met him in New York.
He was there?
Yeah.
Really big dude. Really big dude.
Gigantic dude. Yeah.
That just points over.
He's a big motherfucker. He's
he
looks like
COVID
Shrek
from his finger.
He looks like Black Shrek. He looks like he's. He really does. If Shrek wasn't green, he would be Tory.
He would be Tory. It must be hard traveling because everywhere you got to learn the new rule or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you keep one in your pocket. You know, you keep a mask in your pocket. I don't now. I mean, that's if I'm in a new place, I will.
Yeah,
because I'll respect the new place. I don't know the rules. But over here, I'm like, I know what the rules are. You're just making up your own arbitrary ones now, you fuck.
Yeah, they don't, I don't know. They don't, we need a meeting.
We've had meetings. This never worked. We need a unification.
A town hall unification, yeah.
It's too loosey-goosey now. Nick Fan's here, by the way. Nick Fan, big fan, by the way. Nick Fan is now my stepson. Well, he's not officially, because he's my stepdaughter's boyfriend. But, you know, I'm hoping they get married. We all don't want to lose Nick Fan.
You don't want to lose him?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
I know. But you guys been together, what, 12 years? You've been with her 12 years. And she's like my own daughter. I really feel like she's my own kid. So, I wouldn't mind Nick as my son-in-law.
Hopefully it works out. Happy to have him.
Happy to have him. How long have we done? That's a good podcast right there. It's a good solid ending.
That's a good hour. End of the season.
End of the season. you know, it's. I want to end it with a bang, and since that couldn't happen, we did it with you.
so sorry. This is the last ever episode.
This is the last unaired episode.
Worst finale ever.
This is like the end of The Sopranos where it just faded to black. Why did they do that? Nah, who fucking knows?
No idea.
This is my first podcast as a married man. And my last podcast as a married man. For now. I want to thank Courtney Blomquist for holding me down for the past year and a bit. Paulie for having his phone interrupt almost every episode.
What a
try. Yep, he's very untimely. I want to thank Samir for being here. Happy to have me. Samir is here. Fortunately, he happened to be in L.A. at this time, because you live in New York, right?
I live in New York, yeah.
And it's colder than fucking witch pussy right now out there, right?
It's about 50 degrees colder today. Yeah.
When Connecticut on Saturday night, it was 15.
15 is really cold.
It was really cold, and I had to drive to Boston to fly out of Logan.
Do you, like, travel with coats and all this extra stuff?
I do, yeah. I got one of those Montclair ones that fold up into nothing.
Oh, yeah?
And then they open up in their warm jacket.
Just add water?
Basically, yeah, basically. It folds itself into a bag. It looks like a capsule like this big.
Yeah, it's got a little string.
Yeah, the string, the tampon jacket. That'd be gross if I had a red one.
They don't sell red for that reason.
Exactly that reason.
It's color changing.
Once a month it goes, never mind. This is deteriorating as we say goodbye. Check out Samir on all his socials, at Samir on Instagram, and watch his Celebrity Home Reviews. They're fucking hilarious. You will be a fan, I think, almost instantly. His YouTube channel does not have a URL yet, which is seems a little counterintuitive.
I want the Samir URL, and they wouldn't give it to me. Why? It's too small, maybe. So I'm holding out to get Samir.
Okay. Samir, in case people are wondering
how to spell. Not E-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, Samir is a different. That's a tactic. That's a smear tactic.
The only one.
He got his name because his dad was making a peanut butter sandwich when he was born, and they're like, "What do you want to name him? Let me just smear this." Anyway,
that's exactly it.
That's the best way to end it on a fucking dad joke. His dad, my dad joke about
my dad
his dad.
Has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Really?
No way.
You should just give him a peanut butter
I'm
sandwich.
I'm going to make him one tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call him, Baba?
Dad. Ugh. He calls me Baba.
I call my kids Baba, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Russell Peters. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see you hopefully sooner than later. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of Culturally Canceled with myself, Russell Peters. We'll see you when I see you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.